All right, Jabo, say good morning. Let's continue. So I'm going to finish Paraktes today. So we find ourselves again on page Pei Zayin. So towards the end of the paragraph there, right? Middle of Pei Zayin, right? Where you see where it says paragraph Zayin, about five lines up from that. V'chala dvarim ma'ila. All of these things that we've been discussing. Remember again that Ramchal ended off with a very, well, our shir ended up yesterday with a very profound statement of the Ramchal, Shein hayira goremes sheyis atzel, ela atzlo goremes lo sheyis yare. It is not the yira, it is not fear which causes laziness, but rather it is laziness which causes and engenders fear. So remember again what the Ramchal was trying to teach us was this yisod, that when a person is lazy, when a person has not worked on his midah of aslos, by definition, the way that aslos often manifests itself is in anxiety, a fear, and often an unfounded fear of all that could go wrong, that ultimately leads one to a state of profound inaction. So therefore, the Ramchal says, "V'chala dvarim ha'ila ha'nisayon ha'yomi yamid aleihem." Everything that we're talking about, you can see, becomes clear in day-to-day life. If you look at the footnote there, on footnote 58, Hanisaron Hayomi, Hamaisim Shebechol Yom Bayom. Right? Everyday life bears witness to these dynamics that we are discussing. Mimashek V'ar Pashatu V'ragil Barav Hamon B'nei Adam Asher Zeh Darkom Kiasalamo. And says Ramchal, and well, it's a very scary statement. He says, most people are impacted and affected by this dynamic. Most people end up underperforming in life, not because, quote-unquote, they say they're lazy, but rather because at the end of the day, they have anxiety. They have anxiety about what they need to do. They have anxiety about all the possible things that could go wrong. And as a result, they just simply don't do. Without recognizing, now they think they're just being vigilant. They think that they're just being cautious. But at the end of the day, says Ramchal, that is profoundly motivated by a sense of atzlos. Umaskila al davar yimtsa emes la'amito. And if you begin to think about this, you'll begin to see the truth. Vidas lenavon nako. Ukvar nispar in azrizos ber she'echshav v'yosef maspik leharas aleiv. V'achacham yechkam ot v'yosef lekach. And therefore the Ramchal says, as we've discussed, Rabbo say, when we think about the midah of Zrizos, and kind of we're closing out, Paraktes is the last chilek in the midah of Zrizos. Next chapter we go into a different parak. We often think of Zrizos as like something nice, a nice thing, right? You should have Zrizos. Someone's, look, I'm going to do the mitzvah, I'm going to schlep. Instead of schlepping, run. But we almost think of Zrizos sometimes as like a form of hiddur mitzvah. Right? It's hiddur, it beautifies the mitzvah, but if you don't have it, it's okay. The goal is get the job done. As long as you get the job done, even if it's not so zaris. And the truth is, that's not a false statement. There is an element in that. There is an element of zrizos that is not necessarily a necessity to mitzvah performance, but ultimately, again, something that beautifies the mitzvah. But Ramchal over here is talking about yesodistic life zrizos. And life zrizos is an indispensable part of successful living. Remember, again, just to kind of put this together, remember how the Ramchal spoke about two different parts of Zrizos. Remember, let's go back for just a moment. What were the two parts? There's pre-actional Zrizos, and there's actional Zrizos. Pre-actional Zrizos says what? That's the mitzvah habali adecha atach mitzena. When opportunity presents itself, grab it. Grab it, because if you don't grab the opportunity when it presents itself, then what? Then what? It evaporates. It just goes. That's my. We know that all. We all know that from life experience. And it's my simbachol yom. When opportunity presents itself, if it's the right opportunity, of course, grab it. That's pre-actional zrizos. Then there's actional zrizos, which is when you start something. When you start something, finish it. Because if you don't finish it as quickly as possible, then what? Then again, you never know what other realities arise. So says the Ramchal, at the end of the day, if you don't have this midah, the absence of Zrizos, so we'll say, you know, as we often say, the only time you could ever find pariv is in your kitchen, right? There's no such thing as being pariv in life, right? You're either a tzaddik or you're a rasha, right? You're either zariz or you're an atzel. It's one of the two. They say either I'm a zariz, right? Either I have Zrizos or I have atzlos. At the end of the day, at the end, you know, by the way, even the tzaddik in Russia, even the Rambam only introduces the concept of beinoni by aseres yimei tshuva. That's all, right? Again, throughout the year, I'm in one of two states. I'm a tzaddik, or I'm a rasha. I'm a zoriz, or I'm an otzel. And says the Ramchal, this is incredibly important to understand. Either I'm in one of those two categories, and therefore, by definition, if I'm not a zoriz, then by definition, I'm an otzel. And if I'm not an otzel, then if I'm an otzel, if I'm lazy, then what ends up happening? That's where this yira comes in. It's incredible progression. That yira then comes in, and it's that yira ultimately which prevents me from progressing because I find myself simply overrun and overridden by this unfounded anxiety of what may or may not occur. Last paragraph, paragraph Zayin. Behim charoa, says Ramchal, and you could see, ki ra'i lizrizos lihios bahadraga achar hazihirus. So Rabbi says, Ramchal closes out the chapter. You'll see by that Ramchal kind of does this at the end of each of the midos that he discusses. He discusses kind of its linkage to that which came before us. Remember again, we're not too far into this sefer. We're only up to the second midah, right? The first midah was zehirus. So says Ramchal, it makes sense that zrizus comes after zehirus. Why? Ki al harov lo yihia adam zoriz. Because says Ramchal, the truth is you can't have zrizos if you don't first have zihiros. Remember again, let's go back for just a moment. We'll say, by the way, this is why Ramchal says in his introduction that the key to appreciating this sefer is chazara. Chazara. You just have to chazar it over and over and over. If a person could know the progression of Mesilas Yesharim, progression of the midos, and a basic understanding of the midos, it's mamish, it's a guidebook. It's a guidebook for life. This is, if you're stuck on a desert island and you're only allowed to take one book with you, one sefer, I would highly suggest the Mesilas Yesharim. You're not going to have a chance to implement a lot of the Menadon Lechavero stuff, but at the end of the day, you're going to become a mitsuyon in terms of your individualistic personality. So it says Ramchal, Zrizos has to come after Zihiros. What's Zihiros? Let's go back for just a moment. What's Zihiros? So we'll say Zihiros ultimately again is leading a contemplative life, engaging in introspective contemplation. What is the Tov Ha'amiti? What is the ultimate good that I'm working towards? What is the Raha Amiti, that which is negative that I should avoid? Right, at the end of the day, that's Zihiros in a nutshell. We spent a couple of chapters on it, but that's it. A contemplative person. It will say, how many of us, if you were to get stopped as you walk out of shul, what's your life plan? Not what do you have to do today, right? Not what's on the agenda today. What's your life plan? What is your life plan? Two sentences or less. What's your life plan? Right, and you can't say generic stuff like "I want to be a good Jew." Hey, what is your life plan? I would venture to say that most of us would have incredible difficulty. We'd stammer a lot, and probably end up with just some basic stuff like "I want to be a good father, a good husband, a good this, a good that." You know, what do you want to do with your life? Like, what's the metric of your success? At the end of the day, after 100 years, when you look back at your life, how are you going to gauge if your life was successful? Just like you have to gauge, how do you know if you were successful today? So, what's the metric of my success for today? So, I start out the day. I make a to-do list of the things that I have to do. These are the things that I have to get done. These are the things that I would like to get done. These are the things that are not really all that important as well, but they would be nice. My three categories of tasks. A successful day is, obviously, I do list number one. If I can get through list number two, and if I can make a dent in list number three, fantastically amazing. You have to have a metric for success. That's Zihiros. Zihiros is, are you contemplative? Are you introspective? Do you know your Tova Amiti that you're going towards? Your Raha Amiti, which you are avoiding? So Zihiros is the first step. After Zihiros, then I have Zrizos. Because we'll say again, listen to the progression. What does Zrizos say? After Zihiros, where I know what's the Tova Amiti, what's the ultimate good that I'm working towards, what's my life plan, then Zrizos says what? Be fast in the implementation. That whatever you need to do to actualize your contemplative introspective plan, do it with Zihiros. pre-actional zehiros, actional zehiros. So says Ramchal, it makes sense, the progression. These are very profound. Remember, Ramchal's ordering of this sefer is not his own. The entire sefer of Mesilas Yesharim is based on the statement of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair's statement was, A leads to B, B leads to C, C leads to D, D, so on and so forth. So Zehiros leads to Zrizos, Zrizos leads to Nikios, so on and so forth. So I just want to point out that Ramchal is not the one who invented this order. He just simply took it by Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, but he explains to us what the deeper meaning of that order is. You need to have Zehiros. Without Zehiros, can't get anywhere. But after Zehiros, next step is Zrizos, Ki ala rov. Lo yeah Adam Zariz and Lo yeah Zar Bitchila. Because most people will say, I can't be Zariz if I don't know. I can't be quick and decisive if I don't know what I'm working towards. If I don't know ultimately again what my life aspiration and goal is. Kimi shalo, Pesh Peches. Kimi shalo Yasin Libo. Lizara myself will respond in Bavali Mishpatel. Shezoi Midas Hazirs. Because a person who is not attentive to his actions, not contemplative of his life work, which is the Midav Zihiris, Kimosh Kasavti, Kasha Sheil Bash Ava, Vechemda Eleha, Vizdariz Bitashuka Lifne Boro. It's difficult to be Zariz about something if you don't know exactly what you're doing, why you're doing it, or what direction it's taking you in. Kihine hu odena tovea betaivas agufanios, veratz merutzas hergelo hamrachika mikolze. Because without zehiros, often I'm like a dog running after my tail, right? Without zehiros, I'm running around in life. I'm busy, but not necessarily busy with all the right things. I'm going ahead and often meshuka. I'm embedded in things that are not really so meaningful, not really so important, and not really the things I need to be doing. It's only with Zehiros. But after I open my eyes, we'll say I open my eyes through the Midah of Zehiros. After I open my eyes through the Midah of Zehiros, and what? And I contemplate, again, mitzvos and averos, what is the tofa amiti, what is the ra'a amiti, kasher zacharnu, Nakel hu sheyasra min hara v'yishtokik el hatov v'yizdariz bo. I'll say, after you have Zehiros, and this is so incredibly profound, after you have Zehiros, ultimately again, then you could pave the way for Zrizos. Only after a person knows what it is that they have to work on in life, what's the ultimate good, what is the ra I should avoid, what are my strengths, what are my weaknesses, what am I spending my time on, what's appropriate, what's not appropriate, only once I answer all of those questions can I employ the midah of Zrizos for the actualization of my goals and life aspirations. Well, so we'll stop over here. Shkoyach, I'm finishing. Perek Ches, Emirat Hashem, tomorrow we begin a new midah, the midah of Nikios. Nikios literally means cleanliness, right? But of course, as we're going to see, it's going to refer so beautifully to spiritual cleanliness. If you're not a regular at Mesilas Yesharim Shir, should be. That's number one, right? And number two, again, tomorrow is an incredible opportunity to jump in with a brand new midah. Parak Yodim Yeretz Hashem tomorrow morning. Shkoyach.